Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today, I wanted to talk about what life might look like in our new normal. I just read an article about the opening of Disney in Shanghai, the Disney park in Shanghai, and what the new normal looks like there. And they have people getting temperature screenings at the entrance. They check your government ID. I guess apparently they used to check only one government-issued ID per group, but now they're checking a government ID for every guest who enters. And I don't know what they do about children because it didn't mention it in the article or the video that I watched. But anyway, they're checking temperatures of every guest and they're capturing government IDs. And that is so that they have data for contact tracing if they should need it. And then they've hired tons of extra employees to wipe down and sanitize all the surfaces, all the railings in the park and such. And then when you go into a ride, instead of having, let's say, six pens that you would walk into, one, two, three, like that, one is open, three is open, and five is open, but two, four, and six are closed so that when you sit in the seat, there's a seat empty between you and the next person. And then at the dining areas, they've closed every other table so that you can sit with your party spread further apart from the other guests at the park. And there are, of course, tons of additional hand sanitizers, hand sanitizer stations around the park. And so that's what Disney in Shanghai looks like as it reopens, I believe, a little over 3 months after when it closed. And I read an article this morning about beaches in Spain and how some beaches are putting out netting almost, where they allow some certain amount of space per unit, per family unit who comes to the beach, and each block is separated by 3 or 6 feet or so many meters or what have you, so that it looks like block, space, block, space, block. And there are rows, but there are spaces. There is space between each block where a family unit would sit. And then there's another beach that has basically like poles. So that one with the netting, apparently they plan to lift it each night and flatten out the beach and clean it, whatever has to be done, and then put the netting back down. And then there's another beach that has poles inserted every 6 feet, let's say. And they're almost like, they almost make like grids in the beach. And so they don't have anything on the ground. They just have poles and ropes. And the poles are separated wide enough so that the beach cleaning vehicles can go through the rows and flatten out the beach again each day. And then they're going to be doing extra sanitizing of the surfaces and the restrooms and things like that. And so it got me to thinking about what life will look like on the other side of this quarantine, because so much of the world is slowly emerging from the cocoon of quarantine. My state of New Jersey has not yet really opened, as our governor is taking his time to try to be exceedingly careful about not bringing more infections once they reopen, once the state reopens. And he and other governors and leaders and presidents have a phased plan for their countries, their states, their counties, their towns, that involves additional testing, social distancing, contact tracing, all of these buzzwords that we've been hearing so much about. But one thing I think we can all agree on is that life on the other side of this global quarantine is not going to look anything like we recognize it for quite a while. And whether that's until there's a vaccine or enough herd immunity develops or both, or there's a treatment or everything, all of those, a combination of those things, life is not going to look or feel the way it did before COVID-19 popped out into the world, emerged into the world. Large gatherings of people, lots of hugging, lots of touching, intimate, being in intimate physical or close physical proximity to others, being stuffed on a bus or a train or some kind of public transportation, waiting in crowded lines at a park like Disney World, being stacked up on top of each other at a grocery store checkout line. None of these things are going to exist for a while. Who knows how long it might take, but it's going to be a while. And mass gatherings, conferences like the one we tried to have last month that had to be turned into a digital conference, revolutionizingparenthood.com, if you want to check it out. Conferences like that will not be happening for a while. Who knows how long? Graduations are not, they're all turning, the vast majority of high school and college graduations are turning digital and virtual for this year. Who knows what will happen in the future? Who knows about school in the fall and whether it will be completely online still or some modified version of going back to school with reduced class sizes, more sanitization of the school, staggering start times, having kids go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Who knows what it's going to look like? Wearing masks, social distancing, having the kids sit in the classrooms all day and the teachers move class to class. I guess that could work for the lower grades. I don't see how that would work in high school because everybody has a different schedule. So there are many, many changes that are coming. But the physical connections that we previously enjoyed with each other are going to be on hold or modified to some extent. And as I was thinking about that this morning, it really got me to thinking about our virtual connections that we have either maintained in some cases or started in other cases. Doing the kind of work I do, being on Zoom meetings with people and with clients and colleagues has been something I've done for years. So it's no different to me. It's just more of the same. But what I will say I added is connection with friends virtually. my good friends from high school and I have been connecting over House Party, which has been fun. And that's been kind of a treat to see my friends who I haven't been able to see in person. You can hold on 1 second. I have to tell my son. Just open the door and tell her thank you if she's bringing more up. Just, we have a delivery coming, an Instacart delivery for groceries, talking about the new normal. So anyway, it got me to thinking about that, the virtual connections that we're having. And I really do believe that maintaining our virtual connections is going to be vitally important as long as we have to remove or modify our in-person connections to others. And as a result of this, it has inspired me to work on a new project for moms, which I am hard at work at, and I will be discussing very shortly. And I'm really excited about it because I think it's a way to continue to support moms in this modified new reality that we're living in. So stay tuned for more of that. But as we go forward each day, I encourage you to think about what your new normal could look like or will most likely look like as we move forward into this new normal, this new reality that we are finding ourselves in globally at this time. All right, that is my offering for you today and my show, and I hope that you have found some value in it or had some thoughts about what your life can look like as we emerge from this quarantine. And I will share more details about my project as soon as I possibly can. I hope that you make it a fabulous rest of the day for yourself.
That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.